Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry. Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
I think as far back as I can remember hearing music and hearing people sing and perform, I just knew that it's what I wanted to do, so I started singing in church.
That's amazing to hear Marvin Gaye's voice and, you know, singing that amazing song with our beautiful Miss Tammy Terrell there. Oh, from out of the city of Philadelphia. Must I remind you guys? Must I say it again and again? Oh, my. What's happening, everybody? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and it is Throwback Thursday, and we want to just have a great time with you guys. I hope you are good and you are well. We started out our show with the beautiful Tammy Terrell and Mr. Marvin Gaye. Ain't no mountain high enough. And truly, we just want to just go down memory lane here together with you guys and just be a blessing to you right where you are. Just have a good time and just start reminiscing. Remember, because that's what the music does, right? It just takes you there. And automatically, we have no say. It's what our mind does automatically when it hears the music. So with that being said, I want to just give a shout out to all the listeners around the world. Much love and God bless you guys. I hope you are doing good. And so we're just going to have a good time, okay? So buckle up, put your seatbelts on, because we are going to go down memory lane together, all right? So let's rock and roll on Solar Records Radio.
I'm moving through, amazing, even.
Love you, love you, love you, boy.
It's nothing like old school here on Thursdays on Soul Eye Records Radio. Much love to you guys, and let's just keep the ball rolling.
Baby, I just
having a good time. I mean, isn't this music absolutely amazing? It is, I tell you, I feel joy inside of my bones, in my spirit. I feel so blessed. Music is so powerful, so wonderful. It lifts your spirit up. It blesses you so much. And it can bring you down as well. It just, it's your decision as what, as to what you choose to listen to. And so, you know, that's why we here on Soul Eye Records Radio, we have many different varieties of music that we play, because we want you to hang out with us and participate with us. And maybe you may be a jazz person or a blues person, an indie artist person. So you'll be tuning in on Wednesdays all the time because that's your music, right? And then on Throwback Thursdays, like what you're hearing now, if this may be all you like, you might not like the new stuff. You don't care about the new stuff. It doesn't do anything for you. So today is your day here on Soul Records Radio, right? And then you may just be a fan of Solar itself. And so on Fridays, you know that all we do is play Solar music from Solar Records in Los Angeles, California. So tune in on Fridays. Hey, man, we just see music is just so many different varieties. And then on Sundays, we do our praise and worship. And so some people may say, hey, I'm past the secular music, but I love my Lord. I love that praise and worship. I love gospel. I love, and so you tune in on Sundays. We try to provide different types of music because music is so powerful. And I'm going to read you a scientific fact. The human brain develops a response to music before it develops a response to language. How powerful is that? Greg, thank you. I had no idea. And so it's just amazing how powerful music is. It really, really, really. Don't forget, Satan got kicked out of heaven. Do you know why? Because he thought he was all that. Do you know why he thought he was all that? Because he was the musical director. He was the orchestrator. He was the one that was doing all this with the angels, and he started feeling himself. He got a little arrogant. He started thinking, well, hold on. Y'all should be singing to me instead of him. I'm the one that's conducting this thing, and boom, God said, you got to go. You got to go. So anyway, that's the power of music, and it's a wonderful thing, and that's why we do this here on Solar Records Radio. So tomorrow, don't forget, if you like Solar, tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern. It's all about Solar tomorrow. I hope you guys are having a great time. Much love to all you guys, and God bless you, and thank you so much for just being the best part of Solar. Let's keep the music going, because we are down memory lane. We are deep down there, right? This is some good old school music.
In the crowd, you love dogs. I don't care how long it might do I do? What you do? When I do my love to you? Do I do? What you do? When I do my love to you? Do I do? What you do? When I do my love to you? Do I do?
Do I do?
What you do?
What you do?
When I do my love. I know the record's about to end, but we just gonna play and play until it goes away. So if you don't like the groove, you can turn the record off. It won't cost you nothing but a penny, and you'll have a cough. I know I cannot rhyme, cause I ain't like, and I'm not, but I say,
I love it. But that's what Steve doing right there at the end, Mr. I Wanna Be a Rapper. Anyway, guys, we are having a good time here at Soul I Recommend today. I hope you guys are as well, especially the ones that are tuned in. Much love to all you guys. Kimberly, what's happening? What's happening? Linda Martin, what's going on? Happy birthday to our sister Linda Martin. We can't forget her birthday, right? So, you know, Linda's just amazing. She's always, you know, posting and keeping us up to date as to what songs to listen to. And so she's a DJ in her own right. Thank you, Linda. And enjoy your birthday, sweetheart. And God bless you for being our friend here at Solar Records. I misplaced my screen, my popper stopper, you know, so you don't hear me boom, boom, popping the mic. Ooh, boy. Okay. I think I know where it is. I'll get it in between the next set. But anyway, Astrid's out at a Gladys Knight concert in Amsterdam. And James is there with her. And so you guys have a wonderful time, and her girlfriend. And that was early, you know, because the time is so different. She may be done, or they may be just deeply into it, but have a wonderful time. And this weekend, Saturday, Charlotte and Greg are going to see Shalimar. My. Look at this. Old School is really doing its thing. And so you guys can celebrate and have a wonderful time. And Charlotte, you know you're on our hearts and you're in our prayers, and we love you, sweetheart. And so we're glad you're getting out and doing fun things that really will bless your spirit. And so have a wonderful time with Greg. And, you know, Greg knows how to party, girl, so be careful. Slow down. Don't let him go too much, too fast. Lord. But anyway, dance a little bit, you know, and have a good time. We're glad. Julianne, thank you so much for getting in yesterday. Got your message, sweetheart. Much love to you, and thank you. We miss you and love you and hope you're doing well. And thanks for all the wonderful things you say. We appreciate you, babe. God bless you. And I know it's getting warmer now on the East Coast, and so I'm getting ready to come out there, because it's too cold in the wintertime to come there. So I'm coming. I'll be there when it's really hot in August. It's really hot. And so I'll see you guys out there. As a matter of fact, as I'm leaving, I'm driving. So I'll be driving back through. So maybe we'll get a chance to see you on the road. All right. So God bless everyone. And thank you so much for tuning in. And give a shout out to Sue. What's up, Sue? God bless you, sweetheart. Hope you're doing well. You know, you're in our prayers as well. We keep you close to our heart here at Solar Records Radio. Sue's over in the UK as well. So much love, dear. And God bless you. And we just pray all is well for you. And Kimberly, did I say hello to Kimberly over there in California? Our girl, Kimberly, my. And so we look forward to some great things coming up next week. I'll talk to you guys about it shortly. But I'm going to keep the music going. I'm going to slow it down just a tad. This is I want to say it's for the ladies, but it's for everybody. It's just a good, beautiful song by the Shy Lights. Y'all remember the Shy Lights? We're going to take you back then. Come on with me.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
song. My goodness gracious, I love that song. And every time I go and see Stylistics, I mean, it's hit after hit after hit, and it absolutely drives me absolutely crazy. Hey, got Don Fleming on the line. What's up, Don?
Hey, what's happening?
How are you?
Just doing swell. Just had to get my tags for my car. So I just went out and about, running some errands, but I am back. Just kind of hanging out and seeing what's going on today on your afternoon drive, sir.
Oh man, we are going way back, Don, and just been playing some great stuff from the 60s and 70s here, and just having a good time, man, just being blessed by the music. Yeah, it's good. You know, we lost a lot of our, you know, legends and stuff. So when you get the opportunity to play some of these songs and then know that they're still out there performing, it just makes you smile, you know. And so I'm very happy, man. Very happy, man. That's all. It's all good, man. So you're doing good. You ready to do a block today? Are you feeling?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good.
All right. I know sometimes going to get your driver's license or your plate, just going into the, we call it the DMV from where I'm from, is Department of
Vehicles.
Yeah, and man, those lines can be incredibly long. And so it's cool because, you know, you can take our radio, internet radio, with you, and you can just stand there and sit there with a smile and enjoy some good old school music instead of hearing all the the craziness that goes on around you. Just kick back, relax, and sit there, and just don't miss your number, you know. So now they post the number in case you can't hear them, and so just pay attention. So all those people in the DMV, God bless you. I know what you're going through. Lord, have mercy. So did you have to do, were you in a long line or was it quick and sweet?
Actually, I went there and I took my little tag, my little tag number, and I guess I was number 22, right? And I think at the time I got there, they were on 14. So They had about six or seven workers there that can help, so that it kind of came. I was only there probably about 45 minutes.
Okay.
45 minutes.
but that's still good, because it's usually, you know, 2 or 3 hours, and it's painful, you know, for the ones. Now, I always make an appointment so I could be there for, like you, about a half an hour, 45 minutes. But, you know, even the appointments, they make you wait. I go, what's the purpose of the appointment if I got to go sit down with everybody else? I came in at the time I signed up for, and then you tell me I got to wait? Come on. But it's all good. You know, it's a tough job, you know, because they're dealing with, you know, very anxious people of different cultures that can't even understand the lingo. And it can be very challenging. So I pray for those people that have to service those individuals like us, because I get frustrated as well. And so and I apologize for us, because we can be we don't realize what they're going through is, you know, just that's their job. They're just trying to make a dollar so they can take care of their families. And, you know, and it's not their fault that we have to be in the line. That's just the way the system is. And so, but what I don't like is when they have an attitude towards us. I think that's just like, come on, you shouldn't have an attitude. That should be part of your training. You got to stay straight. But anyway, I don't want to get lost in that, man. I'm just excited to hear your voice and know you're good. You got your tags on now. You can drive out here to see me.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
You know, if we both left at the same time, how long do you think it would take for us to meet each other?
Oh, God, you're probably about 7 or 8 hours away, though.
Away from you or the border?
Yeah, we're about seven hours. Let's just say 7 hours away. So we meet at the three and a half hour. I mean, we drive. Doing the math, we'll probably get it, 3.5 hour point. So where would that be? Would that be in?
Let's just meet in Austin.
I mean, in Austin, okay.
I'm cheating so bad, because that's only an hour and a half for me. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Don.
Miss Philly.
How long does it take you to get to Austin?
Oh, my God. That is, Austin is about 8 hours.
You let me talk you into that? Lord. He's such a nice guy. But listen, Don, you want to play a couple songs in this block? You got, you know, I told you where I am, 60s and 70s. I'm old school.
You are, you took it back. You took it back to the stylistics, man. You know, I can keep that same energy. I mean, I can get out stuff, you know, before I was born, you know. I can do that same.
He's such a babe. Good gracious.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
can do that same thing, man. I'm a big fan of a lot of that 60s soul. And again, we pretty much match that same taste, man. You played the stylist. Who else did you get a chance to play, man, by the way?
Who else? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, what other artists, you know, from the 60s and early 70s?
Okay, hold on.
You have to go back, because he forgot.
Yeah, I can't remember. Shoot, I'm 900 years old. I can't remember. All right, so here we go. I just played the Stylistics, and before that it was the Spinners, and before that was Shy Lights. Before that it was Stevie Wonder. Before that was Martha and the Vandellas. Before that it was...
I told you.
What?
I told you.
It was Redbone, Come and Get Your Love. Oh, man. That's right. The Staples Singers. I was jamming. The Staples Singers, the Emotions.
The Staples Singers. The Staples Singers?
Singers. That's what I said.
The Staples Singers. You go watch the Laker game.
I watch the Laker game too much. All right. And then what else, man? It Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody by Brick. Yes. And,
okay.
And I think I started to show off with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Ain't No Mountain High. So no Diana Ross. I haven't done no.
I'm not even gonna do any 90s stuff. I'm gonna keep it old school like you said, man. And I'm gonna take you back all the way back to 1969, early 1970. One of my all-time favorites. Yeah, you hear it in the background. Of course, this is music by the Originals. Baby, I'm For Real. Of course, it's Thursday, Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Baby, baby, you don't understand how much I love you, baby, and how much I wanna be your only man. Oh, baby. Baby, baby, you don't have to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I wanna talk to you just a little more. I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real.
But if you cry, I wonder why you cry. I tell you, no lie, this is how I
time's a wasting. Ooh, I got so much love to use on you, baby. You're the one I choose. Who are you? Yeah, yeah. In the mood, baby. Who are you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the mood, yeah.
listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, that is classic 1973, all the way 50 years ago, music from the late, great Sylvia Robinson. Name of the song is called Pillow Talk. For those who don't know, Sylvia Robinson went on and became like the godmother of hip-hop, or the mother of hip-hop, or the godmother of hip-hop, of course, being behind the whole Sugar Hill Records label, of course, that produced the Sugar Hill Gang, Sequence, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, and so on. But, of course, had to take it back. 1973, music a year before I was born. That was music, of course, from Sylvia Robinson. Pillow Talk before that. From 1979, music from Tyrone Davis, In the Mood, because I love that, because that is one of the smoothest jams ever. And, of course, started off the block, the originals from 1970. Yes, I'm for real. And, of course, it was a nice, After Seven did a nice remake in 1992. On their version of Baby I'm For Real, but you always got to go back to the originals by the originals. So I tried to match your energy, Wardell. I tried to match, you know, what you were doing.
You are amazing. It was awesome, and I was enjoying it. I could normally I get up and walk around and go someplace, but I was just kind of hypnotized. And just the music was great, man. So, yeah, you did more than match. It was awesome, man. Thank you. That was awesome. I enjoyed the show, my brother. It was good.
Cool.
Now, cool. I'm gonna play something that I think I'm back in the '60s again, '60s and '70s. I don't. Early 70s, late 60s. Do you know when the Jackson 5 signed up with Motown?
They signed. I want to say they signed in 68.
Yeah.
I think they signed in 68, and then their first album, I guess their first appearance on the Hollywood Palace. Or was it the Hollywood Palace? 1969, late 1969 when they premiered I Want You Back. So I want to say they signed the year before.
And what city is the Hollywood Palace in?
Let's see. That's a good question. Dallas?
Because I know a Hollywood Palace in California, but I was just wondering.
No. It was in California.
It was.
Diana Ross introduced them, you know, on the show, and that was like their national debut. On television. Their television debut, if I'm not mistaken, was on the show Hollywood Palace, and Diana Ross introduced them.
Okay, because I played there with the Silvers. I'm like, wow, I can't believe it's the same place on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. And so that's very interesting.
ABC, what is it, the ABC Palace Theater?
It was right across the street from Motown and Solar building, and we were all in the same building, and this was a Halloween celebration, and we played there with the Silver. So I can't believe that. I mean, see, that's full circle for me, because you know the Jackson 5 is what inspired me to want to be a drummer, professional
drummer. October 18th, 1969 is when they premiered on the Hollywood Palace.
Okay, awesome. So there's, remember the song I Am Love? Wasn't that on their first album?
I think so.
Yes, man, that song is just, whoo, I love that song so much. And it just came on the other morning, and I was like, oh my God, I met that song. I haven't heard that song in so long. So I immediately went and uploaded it into my system so that I could play it. So this is my opportunity, and I want to play it. And so do you want to do any more in this block?
Oh, go ahead, man. Do you got it? I mean, I can get the next one if you want.
Okay. All right, guys. So put your seatbelts on, because here we get ready to go. Hey, as my friend, rest in peace, Chick Hearn used to say, that the jello's jiggling and the butter is getting hard. It is showtime. Chick Hearn, I don't know. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, Chick Hearn. Yeah, he was the announcer for the Lakers.
Yes, yes, yes. And so I listened to him from the 1980 all the way until he passed away, and I think it was 99 or something. But he was there for a long time. He was awesome. And he was there way before I got there because, you know, I came from the city of brotherly love with the 76ers. A whole nother story, a whole nother conversation. Here we go, guys. Let's get going down memory lane here on Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming and Wardell Potts. And much love to all you guys for hanging out with us.
Sit down, baby. And let me rap to you for a second. You see, I know you have it hard sometimes. But when you feel like you need me, or you can call me. You see, because I'll be somewhere around. You see, not only that. You see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much. Oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Ooh, baby. A flower. You're my flower. Flower. It's you, baby. It's you. It's you, baby, baby. It's you, baby. It's you.
Gracious. You know, I played two. Well, the first song I played by the Jackson 5, I love that song. I hadn't heard it in a long time. And so just hearing that song was great. But then Harvest to the World, it's just one of those things like Harvest for the World. We are in a situation where our world is so corrupt, and it just seems like we could, I mean, now more than ever before, at least to me and my little bit of time here on the planet, it just seems to me that we could either break or we could save this planet, but we have to start. And not just talk about it, but we actually got to get out there and do something. We got to participate in trying to be a harvest for this world and try to save it, try to keep it, try to, you know, it needs love. It's here for us. It was given to us. It was a gift to us, this planet. And, you know, we start destroying it with all kind of, you know, different technology things, trying to figure out how to live and stuff. But when someone blows a whistle and say, hey, this is not good for the planet, we need to stop, like the ozone layer is just all tore up. And when someone's blowing a whistle, say, hey, you know, we need to pay attention to these things and not just keep doing what we're doing because we're making money. Hey, you know, I'm not going to stop my business. I'm making a lot of money doing this. And so, and then there's also, you know, just, I remember when I graduated from high school, that was a song that we sang, and it really inspired me to try to be something good for the world. And I think that that was the purpose of whoever thought about making that song, a song that we sang in my graduation. I mean, they really put, that was beautiful because it really it really affected me. And I just pray that it can affect all of you. Somebody needs to try. And if we all just try a little bit, we'll be in a much better place than if we don't do anything. And so then I played this song, Wildflower. And Wildflower was a song, or is a song, that's caring for those who have been hurt. And they have struggled, and they've tried. She's done everything she could. And sometimes people don't share their feelings. They keep it in. And just those lyrics were saying, let her cry, for she's a lady. Let her dream, for she's a child. Let the rain fall down upon her eyes. She's a sweet and gentle flower growing wild. I mean, it's just, you know, and at the very end of that, when he was saying, I will pick you from a garden to be mine, it's so good to know that somebody sees your pain and they see your beauty at the same time, and they let you know that you are worthy. And they're like, I'm coming after you. I'm here for you. I love you. You know, this, you know, and yes, you, we all go through stuff, but I can see your pain. It's all over you, and I'm here to rescue you and love you through this. That is so beautiful, man. And I just, that song to me is one of my favorite all-time songs, period. I don't even know if there's a song that I could say I love more than that song. That's how powerful that song is to me. So that was my block. Mr. Fleming.
Whoa, I love that. There was great songs, man. New Birth. God, New Birth and Harvest for the World. Those two songs, I mean, to me, you know, it's always, when you get into those, when you get into those, that visual of mode of what you see, remember that, you know, I usually play Voyage to Atlantis by the Isley Brothers. And it's one of those songs you can descriptively see in your mind, or in your mind you can picture and visualize taking a trip. Harvest for the World, it's a harvest. You see like this huge globe and all of these wheat, corn. I'm picturing all of these things. I know that's how my warped mind does. But it's so descriptive. It's so descriptive, yeah. And there's a double meaning there too. So, you know, it's about love and using the word harvest, meaning, of course, you know, meaning many things. Definitely meaning harvest as far as growing and being able to you know, nurture and care and things like that. Those things are very descriptive. And, you know, I'm not going to get on the rant and say you hardly hear that nowadays. I'm not going to do that. But I will say, you know, there needs to be more of that. There really does. You know, there needs to be more of that, because to me, you know, when we talk about the subtleties and all of these things, and it leaves it on to your imagination how you interpret songs, I think songs like that need to challenge us. You know, because a lot of them don't, because a lot of them are mindless, and it's okay to have fun and have that mindless music, because you're not, well, I ain't going to say mindless music, but just music that'll just take you to a, if you're in a different mood, yeah, it's totally okay. I get it. But 24/7, it doesn't, you know, that makes no sense to me, because I think we need to be aware of the things that are around us. And, you know, whether it's love, whether it's caring for another fellow man and fellow woman, you know, all of these things are, you know, all of these things aren't mutually exclusive. So, but anyway, don't get me started. We got about another 14 minutes left of the show. Of course, I want to go ahead and I'll play a couple of songs before we get out of here. We're at the home stretch, but make sure, I want to remind you, tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Going to have Throwback Thursday night with yours truly and Wardell Potts. So, again, he gets into the 60s and 70s. I might do a dabble in 70s, 80s, and 90s, and, you know, every now and then I'll throw a 2000s something in there. You know, something, you know, because now 2000 is considered old school, so go figure. You know, time marches on, I guess. Yeah. But anyway, let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I am...
Hey, thank you guys for hanging out.
Go ahead.
Thank you. We're gonna sign out now while Don's doing his last block. So I just want to say we love you and we appreciate you. Don't forget tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern. Don tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. We love you guys and appreciate you so much. God bless you. And create a harvest. Create a harvest for the world. This world. Please don't make it all about you. It's got to be you know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry, Don. I just wanted to say that. But I love you guys and thank you again. Thanks, Greg, for the flyers and all your work that you do and the artists that you bring to our show. Man, yesterday. Whoa, that was a good interview. If you didn't hear the interview yesterday with one of the kids from South Africa,
we'll have to play back.
You got to go. Yes, go back and listen to the Indie Jazz Show yesterday. Oh my God, those kids were amazing. And so, but God bless all of you guys and to all of our friends around the world. We love you and appreciate you, and thank you so much for being the best part of Solar Records Radio. Back to you, Don.
Oh, so I guess we are signing off, huh?
Yes. I'm up and out of here.
Well, guys, you have a safe and prosperous Thursday. Make sure you tune in tonight, 8 p.m., Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night with yours truly. Going to close out a little Alicia Myers. I want to thank you. You guys, see you later. Have a good one.